So how do you report back your progress to people?
That's great.
As to the status and the success of your impact?
Sure. You know, right now, we have been talking about this a lot. And why is this happening? You know, why is this corruption? Why is there so much money that is being spent to Africa? You think about Africa, and the first way people think about helping Africa or India is by sending just the money. But what happens is there is a huge factor of accountability that's missing right now. The way we do that is, it's a part of our mission and commitment. Everything that we do there, even if we fail, and, you know, I repeat, even if we fail while we are doing any projects, we still think it's important to report it, because anyone, let's say you are putting in $5 at Y Center in the company, you deserve to know what we are doing tomorrow in Africa, you know, and so that we are completely clear about it and people can trust us with more projects, we completely report everything that happens at Y Center within our communities. So, you know, we use our website to do that, which is again on our ycenter.org. People can go and, you know, look at our previous work and our upcoming future projects.
It's really remarkable that, well, let me ask you, are there other organizations like yourselves who do this?
Not that I know of. I'm sure there may be some organizations that are starting to at least talk about it. And Brian, you know, good you asked me that, because someone recently asked me, so are you just another social entrepreneur who is changing the world, right? I mean, that's what it seems like. And I'm like, you know what, I think there are a lot of organizations that are changing the world, or at least claim to. But the way we are different is we are really changing the way we think we change the world, you know. It's, and we don't think that by sending a bag of rice you can change it. So I think we are in that space, and we are seeing some organizations coming up, but none of them have still achieved that significant achievement or fame that we can talk about yet. Maybe Y Center is that organization.
So now you have an immediate campaign to raise $20,000 by September.
Absolutely.
25th. What happens?
Extended the date.
Okay, so once this is completed, what's your next goal?
Yeah, so the campaign is right now going on until October 6th. You know, we have exciting perks for people who actually support us right now. We are offering a trip to Africa, you know, to actually see how Y Center works in action in the community. So we are open to people who want to be a global ambassador for the kind of work we do. They can pitch in $5,000 in our campaign, and they get a return round-trip flight ticket, accommodation, and they also get a chance to actually experience the kind of work that we do in Africa. And there are a lot of other perks that people can choose from. So that's our most immediate requirement and goal that will help us move forward with the company.
Mm. So that's fascinating. We got a couple minutes of wrapping up, Daria.
Sure.
Tell us again, Y Center's campaign, and what do you think is the most prominent goal you have among, obviously you want to change the lives there, but what's your number one goal over for the use of the money?
With this money particularly?
Yes.
So, Brian, I'm from India, and, you know, starting a company is always difficult, no matter what part of the world you are in. I'm from India, and starting a company, this kind of a company in America, brings additional challenges for me. So I'm raising this money. It can help us with the legal process. It can help me to be in this country because I'm having the visa and legal immigration challenges that I'm right now trying to solve. So that's the most immediate thing that is going to help. You know, this campaign is going to help me do. So, you know, I really hope, you know, people listening here can help us get there and have an entrepreneur like me create a company like this, so I can work with American university students who can really go out of America, you know, out of these classrooms and see how the world works.
Well, that's great. Well, I can tell you right now, you've really employed the top PR firm in the area here. Jenna Communications is really cutting edge in how they're able to get the word out for their clients. So you got the right people behind you in that aspect. And
I'm lucky, yeah.
Absolutely. You're very fortunate. So it's not oftentimes that you're able to, you know, it's difficult to select the right people for to promote your endeavor. You're covered on that end. So now we're going to do the same here at Greenberg News, and we're going to spread the word so to help you achieve your goal. And I wish you all the best, Daria Pujara, the Philadelphia-based social entrepreneur. Let's get Y Center. Again, the one last plug for your website and how people can contribute.
Absolutely. People can log on to ycenter.org and contribute today. And hopefully, you know, people can contribute more and come with us to Africa. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. And that wraps up Greenberg News. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see